Cult? Anybody heard of them? What do you mean? Oh, yeah. A couple of people might have heard of them. Okay, what about Redskins and the Cowboys? Well, Redskins and the Cowboys play at 4:30 if you want to watch that game. I think I'm going to go for the Cowboys. Yeah, is that pretty safe? No, he said no. Wise choice? Okay. Well, hey, I love Thanksgiving. My family, though, I don't get to spend Thanksgiving with anymore. It's been probably 6-7 years since I think I've had Thanksgiving with my family. I have a new family that God's provided me, which is my wife and two kids. But I don't get to spend Thanksgiving with my mom and dad anymore because they live all the way across the country. So I get a little bit down sometimes around Thanksgiving because I miss them. So I love Thanksgiving, and this year just reminded me a little bit, studying for today, about how I need to be thankful for everything that God has provided in my life. Each one of us in here has a purpose, and God has a perfect purpose for each one of your lives. And in that purpose, he always provides. And I'm thankful for his provision each day. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about that. But just to start off, and it's actually not on my PowerPoint, but your first principle, it says principle there, if you can fill that out, is the person and work of God, person and work is your two first answers, produce thanksgiving in his people. And as you fill that out, I just want to remind you, if you have your phone out or something like that, for me, I get distracted by that. If you can open your actual Word of God, the paper version, if you don't have one, raise your hand and a leader will bring it to you. But open that up and read some of that. Read out of that while you're here, just so you don't get distracted, because we don't want to get distracted as we listen. Okay, today we're going to be in the book of Psalms. Does anybody know where Psalms is, Old or New Testament? I always do that with the kids, so let's see. Old Testament, thank you very much. That's good. You're doing good. Old Testament, okay. Psalms chapter 100, so that's the big numbers, 100, Psalm 100. It's a really long chapter. I don't know if we're going to get through it all, but, well, it's not really long. It's only 5 verses. So we're going to read some of that, and then I'm going to pray, if you don't mind, and we're going to study some of that. So it says in Psalm 100, if you're there, say I'm there.
I'm there.
Well, you know a couple of you are. Let's say, okay, if you're there, say I'm there. Okay, yes, okay. Remember, our first verse is going to be really important context of what we're saying. So Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. The Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Let's pray real quick, if you don't mind. Everybody close their eyes and bow their heads. Let's take a second. Just stop. We're thinking about so much going on in our life right now, so let's just stop and talk to God. Lord, you are good, and we just read about how good you are. We read in the Psalms 100 that you're good and that we should make a joyful noise. And Lord, as we sit here today as students, as humble servants of you, Lord, guide us as we learn through your word. You are a great God. You have a purpose for our life, and we know that you provide for every need. Guide us to be thankful people, rejoicing in all that you are and all that you do. You're a great God. Amen. Okay, as we continue, let's focus on the first three verses. So our first point here, as you can fill it in, it says, we are thankful because of who he is. We're thankful for who he is. Is it working? The slides? We are thankful for who he is. Who he is. Before we talk about who God is, who's excited to be here? Let's see. Who's excited to be here? A couple of them. A couple of you. Okay, okay. Well, the first verse says what? What does the first verse say? It says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Okay, some of you guys don't sound very joyful when you make noise, but let's try it. Let's try a joyful noise. One, two, three.
Joy!
Joy! Okay, that was L-A-M-E, lame. Okay. Okay, let's try it one more time. Make a joyful noise to all the earth. One, two, three. Okay. Let me bring this in context for you. Okay, this word joyful noise, in the Hebrew, it parallels the same word they used in Jericho. Do you guys remember that story in Jericho? What happened in Jericho? The walls fell down, right? They walked around the walls and walked around, and all of a sudden they shouted, right? Listen, they shouted a joyful noise. Why would they shout a joyful noise? Because God is good and he is faithful. What he said is going to happen, they believed it, right? If not, they wouldn't have shouted it. So if you believe God is good, let's try it one more time. One, two, three. Okay, this side did all right. Okay, we're going to try this. Okay. Okay, guys, ready? Okay, you guys, let's see if they can out shout you. Ready? From about here, over. Got it? One, two, three. Okay, I'm giving you one more choice, one more chance, okay, ready? One more chance, not a choice, chance. Okay, one, two, three. Okay, we'll move on. Okay, it says. Okay. You know what? I was thinking about this, though. And we just said that the people believed that God was good, and that's why they shouted, right? This joyful noise. And it was more of a victory chant, like a, yeah! Something like that. It just excited, so excited that God is good in our lives. But you know what? Sometimes we all get into this on our knees, down deep. I don't know if God's good. Right? We have temptations. Sometimes we have problems in our life. We get in fights with our parents. We get in fights with friends. We lose friends. Things get tough. Raise your hand if you agree with me. Is it just me? Okay, so a lot of you know what I'm talking about. How do we know that God is good? The Bible says he is. I want you to read something. I was reading a forum about a man that was saying it was hard for him to be joyful. It says, when bad things happen to me, my first reaction is not to be joyful. I don't feel like giving thanks when I'm hurt by a good friend. Or when I fight with my parents or get a bad grade. I feel like saying, if God really loved me, this wouldn't be happening. But then I look all the ways God has blessed me. God gives me great, amazing gifts all the time, and I hardly ever remember to say thank you. Hardly ever. If I paid more attention to praising God and less attention to my problems, I'd be a lot more joyful person. The guy's name was Chris. It's not that Chris, but the guy's name was Chris that wrote that. Can you guys relate to that? Maybe we need to be a little bit more joyful, a little bit more thankful. I was reading a little bit about this, and this lady was talking about how she gets in her car. And when she gets in her car, she puts her key in the car and she starts the car. And she says, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that it started. And then she drives and she said, thank you. And over, one day she said, thank you about all the provisions in her life. Everything God provided. The car didn't have to start. She didn't have to wake up that next morning. God was so faithful for her the whole day. And she says she always forgets to say thank you. So that day she said, thank you, Lord, for every little simple thing. So this verb know in verse 3, check it out, verse 3, it says, know that the Lord, he is good. Know that the Lord, he is good. In other words, know by experience. Know by experience. Okay, it says, and I'll ask you that question again. How do we know that the Lord is good? Okay, I brought you a little bit of an object lesson because I like object lessons. And this is a glass, and I got a bigger glass for you. I think it's more of a vase, but I think we could drink out of that, right? Yeah, you're all right with that? Okay. Okay, so this glass, everybody can see this glass, right? It's just a regular glass, okay? Let's call it the Thanksgiving cup. Is that okay with you guys? Thanksgiving cup. And then when we look at that, this glass, just think about this glass. This glass is your life, okay? This glass is your life. So let's keep going. It says, make a joyful noise because God is creator. Your first point under the point number one is going to God is creator. God is creator. God created man in his own image with characteristics and position to represent him. In other words, we have purpose. God didn't create us on accident. He created us with a plan in mind. He loves us so much that he would not provide for us. He loves us so much, he has a plan and a purpose for our lives. He gave us a mission as followers of him, okay? It is he who made us and we are his, it says. He who made us and we are his. Our creator gave us life. Is that something to be thankful for? Life? Who enjoys life? Who enjoys getting up in the morning, not early? Who likes playing basketball? Who likes breathing? That's good. You guys are listening. Who likes eating a slice of warm pizza? Who likes eating a slice of cold pizza? Okay, I mean, life is great. God is great. His provision and what he's allowed us to experience and love is great. Our life has purpose. Does this cup have a purpose? And what is the purpose of this cup? A drink to hold something in it so that you can pour it in your mouth, right? So you can use it or somebody else or give them a drink, okay? To hold something. So you have purpose, right? So it also says we make a joyful noise because God is Redeemer. In your notes, you're going to write, God is Redeemer. So with this object lesson, I can't leave that glass empty. So, something has to go in that, right? We were redeemed. We were bought at a price, right? When we were bought at a price, Jesus' blood, him dying on the cross, we were equipped with the Holy Spirit to do his work, right? We were equipped to do his work. So, we're going to represent that with Skittles. Okay, so... So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put some of this, when we think of our life, and this cup has a purpose, right? But to fulfill the purpose of God, we need him to help us, correct? We need his provision. We need what he has to help us accomplish his purpose. So we're going to pour some of these in here. Oh, man. So is that about half full or half empty? Think positive? Is that half full or half empty? Okay, so let's look at these different colors. There's purple, green, yellow, orange, red. So there's a lot of different colors in there, right? So when you think of these colors, think of grace and mercy, forgiveness, love, hope, blessings, right? That's all things of God, right? And he gives these things to equip us for our mission, right? So, they look good in that cup, right? Where would they look better? You're exactly right. They would. So are we supposed to keep these in this cup? She said artistic value. The way I understand this, it says in verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. How do we serve the Lord? How do we serve the Lord with gladness? Are we serving the Lord? How do we serve the Lord? When we give somebody grace, are we serving the Lord? When we give somebody mercy, are we serving the Lord? What about strength? You have a friend that's hurting, and you help them up. What about forgiveness? What if you forgive somebody? Something you probably shouldn't forgive them for, but you forgive them for the reason is why. Because God forgave you. So I think what you're supposed to do is start giving some of these out. You want some?
Yes, I love you.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Take one down.
Leave them to the Gentiles. Leave them to the dogs.
She just got her braces off.
Okay.
Hey, I'm a brave you.
I'm a brave.
Okay, well, the bummer is I'm getting a little upset because I'm not going to have any left here. Okay, well. Hold on a second. So check out my cup. Hey, check out my cup. Did I just do a good thing or a bad thing? So you're saying I did a good thing, but look at me. Okay, hey, let's read verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. It says right here, we are thankful because of what he has done. That's on your notes. We are thankful because of what he has done. We're thankful for. He's provided for our every need. We are thankful because of what he has done. So at this point in the psalm, picture you guys standing outside these doors right here, wanting to come in here. But there's a password. What is the password to get in? It is not Jesus. What is the password to get in? You're killing me. Verse 4, look at your Bibles. It's in there. What is... Verse 4. What? Thanksgiving? What? You walk around and tell people Thanksgiving? What do you say?
Thank you.
Thank you. That is a password to get in here. Thank you. It's a password to get into the courts. Thank you. Thank you. Can I come in? Thank you. I want to enter these courts with praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And who are you thanking? You're thanking God. What are you thanking God for? Listen, the provisions, the grace, the love, the forgiveness he's given you, and what you've given out, right? If this was still full, and you had nothing to give out, and you never gave any of it out, are you thankful? Because you're not thankful for what he's done in your life. You're just hoarding it. Right? If we have a purpose and God has a plan for our life, we'll use what he's given us to influence everybody. And we, when we walk in the house of the Lord, we give him praise because he's so good. Because I can't do it without him, right? God, you are good. Verse 5 says, "For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations." And God has given all that we need. One word, it says it endures forever. So the cool part is you keep giving it out, and he's going to, right? He's going to keep filling it out. Over and over and over and over, because you have a mission. He wants to equip you for your mission, to love others, to forgive others. But a lot of times we don't do that. And I'm so thankful that he's given me that, because I can't do it on my own. God, I need your help to love some people, because I don't like them very much. And I need help to forgive some people, because they have wronged me. Lord, help me to do that. And he'll give that to you. And then you give out them Skittles, right? You give them out. And then when you come into the house of the Lord, you're like, yes, thank you, Lord, for everything you've done in my life. Everything you provided. You are such a good God. Our cup is almost empty. It was, because we've been honoring and serving and worshiping God. We are giving back to God what he's given to us. We don't get to keep this. He gives it to us so we can give it back to him. Over and over and over. So this week, it's an opportunity, Thanksgiving on Thursday, to reflect upon the source of our attitude of gratitude. Are you going to be thankful for what God's provided you with, equipped you for your mission, following him? I am. I miss my family dearly, but I am so thankful for what he's done in my life. So thankful. You know that password on it, when I walk in, I'm going to say thank you, because I want in and I want to give him glory. I want you to spend some time this week thinking about this, thinking about the Skittles. Are you giving away Skittles to your friends? Are you? Are you giving them love? Are you giving them forgiveness? Are you giving them grace, which is hard sometimes? Are you? Well, let's close in prayer, and then Pastor Izzy's going to close us a little bit. So if you can close your eyes for a second, stop what you're doing, and we'll just talk to God here for a second. Close your eyes and bow your heads, waiting on a couple. Oh God, we've been reading your word today, tonight. Chapter 100 of Psalms. And we are giving thanks. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, as we open our eyes, as we